This was the versus battle that I think all the people were waiting on. I know that originally it started out with different artists, but I actually think that this was a very entertaining yet flawless technical versus battle. Now, of course, it wouldn't be me if I didn't do a recap really talking about some of the other things that involve tech that I wanted to expect more of from these artists. In today's technical recap episode, I'm going to be discussing the one thing that I always talk about. I feel like a broken record at this point when it comes to artists and these versus battles. So let's get it. Welcome back to Versus Technical Recap Season 2. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited that the Versus recaps are back. It has definitely been a long time coming. As you know, I'm your girl Chris, better known online as the Black Techie. If this is your first time watching my Versus Battle recaps, I pretty much, from the main perspective, create technical recaps based on each Versus episode that comprises of me checking their audio, video, talking about other technical strategies that the artists can use to continue their following on and offline. Now, going into today's battle, I've been anticipating this for quite some time, and I honestly think that we all have. We originally thought it was going to be Jeezy versus T.I., didn't happen. Then we like, okay, Jeezy versus Gucci Mane. Okay, we can get with that. So in today's battle, of course, doing the sound check, I noticed that the DJs that were actually for each artist, their sound and the video was flawless. Apple did an amazing job this go round for season 2 to make sure that there was quality content that was being produced. Instagram, pretty much Instagram, but it has definitely been one of the better battles. Now, I wasn't this time particularly watching on Instagram. I pretty much have always, since I'll say maybe 2 Chainz, maybe Rick Ross, have been watching specifically on Apple TV. I just like the quality a little bit better, and I kind of really feel like I'm at a virtual event. You know how sometimes you watch IG and you're like, oh, okay, is giving that Instagram look. Well, Apple TV has definitely stepped itself up this go round for Versus Seasons 2. Now, let's talk about the battle from a technical perspective, because there was a lot. Like I said, the DJs came out flawless. Mic check sound good. Video quality was excellent. There was nothing wrong with either of the artists, Jeezy Mane and Gucci, with their audio. It was crystal clear. I heard some backbeats sometimes with Gucci. Didn't really hear that a lot with Jeezy, but other than that, it was great. Here's what bothered me from a technical and marketing perspective about this battle. Now, on one hand, I do know that Young Jeezy pretty much, you know, or Jeezy, whatever he likes to be called now, does use SMS text marketing, right? Now, I'm not on his list, but I didn't really see him or his team really promo a lot to his fans in that capacity. Saw a lot on Instagram, that's great. But what about really leveraging your fans that are in your phone and they're in their phone waiting to find out what you got going on? Jeezy could have shared behind the scenes, getting prepared to be on the way to the Versus battle since it was held at Magic City. Or he could have been telling people, showing what the playlist might be. Or he could have actually shared a dummy playlist in that regard. I think at sometimes, you know, when artists don't really capture all of those moments, it can be a disconnect with their fans. Now let's talk about Gucci, because that was a lot. Gucci actually on Instagram asked his fans what they wanted to see. Okay, have a few problems with that. That basically tells me at the end of the day, you are focused on being there for entertainment. Jeezy, and I tweeted this, you can go look it up on Twitter, and I wish I could, you know, pull it up for you right now, but he came with a strategy. He came with a plan. He was very strategic about a set list. Listen, in 05, I could have stayed there. All of his hits, and he didn't even play a plethora of things. But, you know, he was very strategic about that part. Jeezy was there definitely for the entertainment. And let me give a disclaimer, because I do understand that there is some backfeed with the history and this beef. So I'm not going to sit up here and take that away from Gucci or even Jeezy's part to play. Let me just give that disclaimer. But from a marketing perspective, asking his fans, that showed that maybe his team could have actually did some behind the scenes. Because when you look at the fashion, you know, Gucci kept talking about his fashion on the Versus Battle Live. And I was in here thinking to myself, like, okay, if that was the case, you could have shared that behind the scenes with your fans. You could have talked about your drip for the night. You could have talked about what you were wearing. You could have told your fans, hey, select A, B, or C, and I'm going to wear the fan's choice tonight. Like, that could have been a whole option. But here's the big reason why I'm a proponent of these artists pushing their fans to platforms that they can own and control. It's all about data. If you've been following me, you know this week I had a great talk and training with Rec Philly. Shout out to the Rec Philly team, Will and his team. And I was accompanying Ryan Leslie from the Superphone team. If you're not familiar, I am Superphone's brand ambassador. So I definitely liked a lot of things that Ryan said in his conversation, especially when it comes to the music industry and artists and really having that connection with their community and owning their data and ownership. I felt the exact same way when it came to this versus battle. I felt like we glorified Instagram, which I understand Versus was starting on as far as the platform. Now we've grown in scale they have as a brand to Apple Music. That's great. There was merch being sold. There was a lot of things from a branding perspective that was taking place. But what about the ownership? What could have Jeezy and Gucci from an ownership perspective, from a technology perspective, did or done to make sure that their fans were constantly engaged and they constantly owned that data? Now, Jeezy, like I said, is using text marketing. I know he's using community for a fun fact. And he could have sent some information out to his fans about what he had going on tonight. Like I said, sharing behind the scenes, talking about the set list. He could have shared a flyer that could have been created for Compound, since that's where the after party is here in Atlanta. Now, if you don't know this, fun fact, I am based in Atlanta. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland, but I'm based in Atlanta. So what Jeezy could have done was shared that with his text list, with his fans, with his community and his audience. Gucci on the other hand, rather, I would have definitely loved his team having a real sound strategy and really trying to see where they can push people to after the event is over. Like right now, and I'm going to look for my phone because I know it's here. Right now, if I pull up my phone and I go to Instagram, and if I sit up here, as you can see, it's my phone right here. I am going to Gucci's Instagram, right? So I see that all it had was talking about Gucci's new album, or new mixtape rather, Trap God Classics, that's available now for streaming. Then when I see now, he does have a text number, which he didn't have one before. This is kind of new. And saying what song should he play? I think he's on community as well. I'm going to check that out. And then I see for a fact that there's a lot of people that text him to give him information. So if you can see that on the screen, if you're listening to the audio podcast, you know, you might not be able to see it, but here's that. So they got a lot of great ideas, and I like that. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing in Gucci Mane's bio to talk about that he has a number that people can text him at. It's in his stories. That's great. But when you go to Jeezy's bio, because I think this is important, it's already in there. In his bio, you probably can't see that on screen, but it says text me and it has his number. He's providing that as a resource, as a tool, and for marketing. And I feel like that there were a lot of blown opportunities from this versus battle from both of the artists from that perspective. Here's why. I am really big on SMS text, whatever you want to call it, but from a relationship perspective. Ryan was saying something on, like I said, the Rec Philly interview this week, and he was talking about relationship. And like, I do realize that text and SMS is what it is, but I'm looking to shift the perspective and narrative to really show people how to build relationships with their community. And with Gucci Mane and Jeezy, they could have definitely done quite a lot more, quite a few more things to enhance the relationship with their fans using their SMS and text platforms, right? I would have loved to see a pre-strategy for Versus for both of them. I saw great marketing. I didn't really see a lot involving their SMS and text. I just saw stuff within the last few hours from Gucci. Didn't really see a lot from Jeezy. Like I said, I'm not on Jeezy's list. I'm not on Gucci's list. I will be joining both of their lists tonight to see how they plan and how they roll out stuff going forward. I also would have liked a in-battle strategy, because with the pre, you know, that's leading up to the battle. The in, they could have been both messaging their audiences and their communities. And once again, disclaimer, I'm not on both of their lists, so I don't know from that perspective what happened during the battle. And then the post-battle strategy. Breaking down how they can really hone in, whether they were selling merch, whether they were promoting their albums, you know, with Jeezy with his and with Gucci with his mixtape. They could have definitely been having that be a concrete strategy to help them push their fans from off of the Instagram platform, off of the Apple platform, definitely into the power of their fans' smartphones. I don't think we realize and we understand how valuable our smartphones are. They literally can have us at a moment's notice checking our messages, which we do. Text messages, SMS messages are opened at 98% open rate. And we can definitely connect quicker than we could on other mediums and platforms. There were probably over 2 million people, and I want to say the last numbers I checked for, you know, recording this episode was like at 2.1 million. That should show you right there about how much data and ownership that could have went to both of the artists. I hope that going forward, number one, the Versus brand keeps this format of these artists being in the same room, because once again, I've said it and I will say it again, the shit works, okay? Number two, I would challenge the Versus brand to talk to these artists and their team. Like, yes, you get them to sign on to Versus. How can you help them with their post-battle strategy? Timbaland and Swiss Beatz always usually go live on Instagram after each battle, right? It's like clockwork. And I love that because they talk about the battle. They talk about upcoming things. How can they help the artists spin that in their favor? Or what kind of insight can they provide to their artists that are participating? You know, here's some things that have been successful for past artists. Here's some case studies. And when you look at the majority of the case studies, the one person that always sticks out to me from Versus who had killed his Versus from that perspective, actually two artists, I will say 2 Chainz and Ludacris. Ludacris sent people to a website that was basically about a new kids initiative that he had. Website was ready to go. He talked about it during the battle. He sent people somewhere. 2 Chainz dropped, I believe, a new single that night. His team had rolled out some marketing. Like, it was, the shit was brilliant. I would have loved to saw that, especially from Jeezy, because I know in Jeezy's perspective, and this is nothing taken away from Gucci Mane, Jeezy is definitely about his branding and about his marketing. Hands down. He is very about that. Like, if you watch him and see how he maneuvers, he's very much about that. But I would love to have seen Gucci and Jeezy really leverage their text more. I would have loved to see them create that pre-strategy, that in-battle strategy, and that post-strategy to really help them define things and what they wanted to their audience. If Gucci Mane wanted to send people to their mixtapes, that's where the fuck he should have sent people. If Jeezy wanted to send people to his new project, that's where the hell he should have sent people to. So I think that having this new season of Versus, I'm excited to drop a lot more new content. As you can see, got a new setup, a new format. I'm still working on it. This is kind of a new format that I've been trying out, and I wanted to try this today just to get the content out because I know that a lot of people look forward to my recaps. And I hope that for season 2, my intention is that quality battles, quality audio, quality video, and quality technology and marketing strategies. I think that text SMS could be a whole lot popular and a whole lot more proficient if it is leveraged correctly by these artists. Now, of course, you know, your favorite online techie and text BFF. I'm going to always provide you with quality versus technical recaps. If you want to actually subscribe to my Versus Battle alerts, click the link in the description below and you can do that. If you want to find out whenever I'm posting a new YouTube, that's fine. Going forward, here are my plans for Versus for season 2. I am planning to go live immediately after every Versus. Tonight just didn't happen, but I'm going to be going live immediately after each Versus. I'm going to be going live on my YouTube channel. Definitely will be going live on Periscope and definitely will be going live on Instagram as well. Just because I know that that's where my medium is and my audience is. So as soon as these battles are over, you're getting these text notifications from me saying, hey, I'm live, come join me here. And boom, that's how we're doing this thing. I'm going to be working on this new setup. Like I said, I'm trying this out today. Give me some feedback in the comments. Let me know what you all think. And if you're listening or watching the video, let me know your comments below on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, let me know your comments on your ratings. I greatly appreciate that. When you provide more ratings and more love, that allows a lot more people to see me and connect with me and engage with me. So I hope you enjoyed today's technical recap. I will be back with the next Versus one when the next Versus battle is announced. And based on what Timbaland and Swiss Beatz said, it seems like we're in a lot of surprises for season two. With the pandemic kind of spiking and with COVID still being around, I think this might be a new normal for us again come in the next few months. So I'm excited to bring you a lot more content. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And as always, I'm technically yours. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to Technically Yours, the podcast experience. I hope you enjoyed this technical recap and the audio experience of Versus. If you want to actually be able to listen to more, I'm going to actually be backloading some of the previous recaps just to add more to my podcast. Definitely make sure you sign up for my podcast alerts below, and definitely make sure that you sign up. I don't want you to miss out on anything else that I have to share.